It's now time for A Trifling Place, WFAE's podcast that explores the ins and outs of Charlotte. This week's segment is all about cats. WFAE reporter Ben Bradford tracks the felines that prowl uptown.
When I first moved here from New York, I wondered, why are all these cats' names here? Think about it. If you walk west on Trade Street from Caldwell, you'll pass Time Warner Arena, home of... although soon to be extinct. On your left is the Cats bus station. Walk another block and a lynx may rush overhead.
Train approaching. Please stand clear of the platform edge.
From here, you're just a short hike from Bank of America Stadium where...
Cam Newton has it. End zone throw.
So what's it all about? Does North Carolina have a particularly large number of wild cats?
No, nothing special about North Carolina.
State zoologist Harry LeGrand shot that idea down.
At least we were smart enough to call our sports team something that's native, you know, panther rather than lions and tigers.
Panthers used to roam the eastern U.S. but are now extinct here. LeGrand says bobcats still live throughout the state. Their cousins, the lynx, on the other hand, are Canadian. Wildlife aside, branding consultant Brandon Cashin says Charlotte's felines have become a theme.
The cats, a lynx, the idea of the bobcats, the panthers, you've got all of these kind of cat names, which really do, when one thinks about it, really kind of unify or connect the city with a lot of the things that have been branded or named.
And looking through the history, a common theme emerges about how we ended up with all these names.
It was not something that we consciously said day one, let's do it that way, but it was a nice area that we stepped into when we started thinking about potential name candidates.
Cashin's talking specifically about picking lynx for the city's new light rail. The Charlotte Area Transit System, CATS, hired Cashin to help with the search. He says most important was finding something short that brought a sense of connectivity. Lynx. Get it? The fact that it fit in with the bus system's CATS theme added to the attractiveness. Of course, that theme didn't exist before 2000. The buses said C-Transit on the side. But the CEO at the time of Charlotte Transit System, Ron Tober, wanted a new name.
We wanted to create a new brand for the transit system and break with the old image that the transit system had at that point in time as, not being readily available to most people.
So they added the word area between Charlotte and transit, and a new logo was born, CATS.
You know, there was obviously a thought given to the fact that the football team's name, had a cat flavor to it.
3 years after C-Transit became CATS, the town's new NBA team held a fan vote, and it came down to three finalists, the Dragons, the Flight, and the Bobcats. Original owner Bob Johnson chose the Bobcats, crediting the animal's local presence and the Panthers' name. But fans still commonly believe it refers to Johnson himself, Bob's Cats, huh? The team, of course, has had its share of woes.
Charlotte, the worst winning percentage ever, breaking a 39-year-old record.
And now we'll do away with the name itself. Owner Michael Jordan announced in May he'd bring back the city's original NBA team name, the Charlotte Hornets.
The community is saying that they love to have that name back, being that it's available. Great, let's make that happen.
As for the Panthers, owner Jerry Richardson hasn't really talked about how he picked the Panthers. We do know that he was driving around with the name on his license plate several years before the NFL awarded him a team in 1993. But the Panthers aren't the first Charlotte cat team. A short-lived ABA basketball team in the mid-70s played in Charlotte under the name the Cougars. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.